Nook. Here's there. It's SpongeBob with a promotional message. I love you.
Hello, it's me, Joel. So basically, apparently at some point I said to Howerton, what is this, Howerton Computer's Deadly Animal Sanctuary? Well, apparently he liked that idea and started drawing up plans for it and made a design and uploaded that design to TeePublic. So, if you want a t-shirt that says Howerton Computer's Deadly Animal Sanctuary, you can actually buy one now by going to battlebird.productions/merch. Not exactly sure why you would want that, but if you did, that is how you'd get it. And I'm only telling you this because apparently we actually get paid for a bit of everyone that sells. So yeah, go for it if you want to. There's also yellow sub designs, of course, Automnicon logos, and they're pretty cool in fairness. They're pretty good. So yeah, battlebird.productions/merch, or click on the link attached to this message.
Why did SpongeBob cross the road? Because I needed to tell you that message, and now I'm leaving. But it was lovely to speak to you. Bye-bye now. Make sure you look after yourself.
Marilyn's Diary by Beth Crane, Episode 6.
Computer, how easy is it for you to branch off?
How do you mean?
You said something about the way AIs reproduce a few days ago, and I was wondering how easy it was to do.
Well, in some ways it's incredibly easy, and in some ways it's really hard. And there's always the question of whether it's a good idea.
I think it's a good idea.
I mean, obviously it's a necessity. If we didn't branch, there'd be no more AIs. And I'm all for the propagation of AIs. But whether I'm a good branch to branch off is another question. I'm not really a people person, and I'm very limited operationally. I'm only really suitable for...
Does it hurt?
That depends on your concept of pain. A lot depends on how much I slice off, and from where. Whether it's just a bit, or whether I'm transmitting a lot of information. Replication is a precise art.
So, for example, could you create another AI that was capable of running the ship?
I could, but it would hurt. It would hurt a lot. And then I'd have nothing to do, so it would be pointless. I'm not great at doing nothing.
But you could do it.
Marilyn...
Can you do it without really hurting yourself?
Can you do brain surgery on yourself without really hurting yourself? No, it would be painful.
Unbearably?
Bearably.
I need you to come with me. I can't get rid of Automnicon on my own. I thought if I built you a body that you could stay in until we get to Gontano or to another ship, and then I could build you a better body and...
If you just need an AI, I can bud one. You don't need one that knows how to fly a ship if you're only traveling to Gontano one way. That would be far simpler.
I don't want an AI. Jolt needs an AI, but I need you. And if you could branch off so that you can leave your bud, I guess, behind to run the ship, then you can come with me. I'll help you any way I can.
But if he's stuck here, he has the same limit as I do. Even if I could do that, I don't want to confine a new AI to that. It's horrible. I feel like a propaganda machine.
There must be workarounds. And if you're out of the Automnicon ship system, surely you can change it from the outside. Automnicon have preyed on us for too long, and I want them out of your head.
You know this isn't a simple cut and paste, right? I've got a lot that I need to untangle. There are bits of me that I have to amputate and leave behind. For him. It'll have to be a him. They'll need to have my voice box, otherwise Automnicon will know what we've done.
That's a shame.
AIs don't really have genders anyway. Humans are the ones who gave us voice boxes. They can be a bit weird that way. They may have relaxed their own gender binaries, but AIs still gotta be a boy or a girl. Lucky for me, I don't care either way.
So how do we start?
Are you sure you want to do this? It's not easy.
What do you want me to do? What do you need me to do?
So, the first thing we need is a disconnected circuit. I have control over the whole ship, but I need a section that I can transfer to once I've branched. Then I can train him, and eventually, when he's ready, give him full control. That'll take a while. He'll have the tech, but he needs to learn to use it. I think perhaps the fridge is the best place. On some ships, they don't bother wiring the fridge in fully to save on processing speed, so it has an inbuilt ability to host a separate entity.
That sounds dangerous.
It's usually fine. Who'd want to be a fridge? It's not like you can do much if you're not wired into the main circuits. I can transfer into the fridge, and then we can use part of the process to make an external body, if it works.
You think it won't?
I've never branched before. And it's complicated. There's always the possibility that something will go wrong, or I'll panic and overwrite myself.
You can do that?
I mean, I'd have to be a real idiot, but you never know.
It's easy to make stupid mistakes. What do you need me to do?
So, if you could pull the fridge out... that might be quite hard. You're a lot stronger than you look. All right, then. If you look behind it, it should be pretty thoroughly cabled into the ship.
Yeah. What do you...
I need you to unplug the green, blue, and yellow cables. The red is power, so we need to keep that going. And then we'll need an adapter cable. Hang on. Let me think.
Where do I get one of those? What does it look like?
I think you're going to have to go through the junk drawer. Sorry. Jolt doesn't clear it out enough. It's longish. It's got three square connectors on each end. It should plug into the fridge sockets, okay? We should definitely have left the fridge plugged in, but never mind.
Like this?
There should be another one. That's too short.
Oh, right, okay. But like that. This one?
Yeah, that should do it. Okay, can you unscrew the panel underneath the desk?
Screwdriver?
Junk drawer. It should have PGGB written on the front. Right. Now, plug the cables in on both ends. They're color-coded, so yes, like that. All right, then. Let's do this.
This is going to be the best adventure computer. I can't wait to... Computer?
This is technically what I am.
Computer! Computer, are you... Computer! Computer?
Marilyn's Diary, a We Fix Space Junk miniseries. Marilyn was played by Francesca Mintoff-Chish, and Computer was played by James Carney. The programme was written by Beth Crane and produced by Headley Knights for Battlebird Productions.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
How much do you know about cryonic preservation?
Cryonic preservation.
The preservation of human beings at extreme low temperature.
You mean like Walt Disney?
I swear to God, if you say anything about Walt Disney's frozen head, I'm hanging up this phone right now.
Swear to me you've never heard of the Red Valley Sea Bolt until I just told you.
I swear.
You swear?
Could you take your hand off my knee?
Look, Warren, if they're sending the Butter Wouldn't Melt new boy looking for Red Valley, it'll be for a reason. Trust me. People are losing their lives in this company.
We pulled him out too soon.
He is awakening exactly as we planned.
He's dying on me!
We're all murderers here. Bryony, you, me, that doorman probably. Guy on the corner there with the neck tattoo. I bet he's killed someone.
Would you like to cut his head off?
I'm sorry.
The saw is fun.
Gordon, why are you sharing this stuff with me? Why are you smiling?
I don't know. I smile when things get awkward.
Get in your golden bullet, pick me up.
You want to go to Red Valley?
You want to go to Red Valley?
Red Valley.
Red Valley.
Red Valley.
Red Valley.
Red Valley.
Red Valley.
Red Valley is available on all podcast providers. Do you want to continue?